This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour. The coronavirus has killed 200,000 and infected 6.5 million people in the U.S. But amid those statistics, there are the 2.5 million Americans who have recovered from the disease.
We're survivors. I thank God for it. And that's all I can say.
We hear from three of those survivors about what it was like to have COVID-19, why getting better is an ongoing process, and why it affects people so differently.
Your personal experience is so vastly different than mine, than to yours, than to anyone else's.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted, wherever you listen to podcasts.
The NewsHour has learned tonight that President Trump plans to nominate federal appeals judge Amy Coney Barrett to the United States Supreme Court. A senior White House official says the announcement is set for tomorrow afternoon. Barrett joined the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago in 2017. Her conservative religious views dominated her confirmation fight. Before that, she had clerked for the late Justice Antonin Scalia, and she had taught at the University of Notre Dame Law School. The death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg 1 week ago tonight created the Supreme Court vacancy. Today, she was paid final honors before the bruising fight begins over filling her seat, and with just 40 days to go in the presidential campaign. John Yang has our report.
Forward, march.
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg broke two final barriers today, the first woman and the first Jewish American to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol. Rabbi Lauren Holtzblatt, the wife of a former Ginsburg clerk, eulogized her.
She changed the course of American law. And even when her views did not prevail, she still fought. Justice Ginsburg's dissents were not cries of defeat. They were blueprints for the future.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had arranged the honor.
May she rest in peace.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife Jill attended, as did running mate Senator Kamala Harris. Lawmakers, some accompanied by their families, paid their respects wearing masks and appropriately distanced. Bryant Johnson, her longtime personal trainer, gave a personal tribute of his own. As official Washington mourned Ginsburg, the presidential campaign forged ahead. President Trump, who paid tribute to Ginsburg yesterday, courted black voters in Atlanta, raising concerns about mail-in ballots.
Democrats are playing games. You see that? You see they found ballots in a waste paper basket. They found ballots dumped in a stream.
Addressing the NAACP's virtual national convention, Harris raised concerns about voter suppression.
Why is it that so many powerful people are trying to make us confused about how we can vote, where we can vote, if we can vote?
In Washington, the ceremony in the Capitol capped a week of public memorials for Ginsburg, who will be buried in a private ceremony next week at Arlington National Cemetery. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.